堂听 class.com。
Hello, and welcome to another programme in the series Say It Again. My name is Ruth, and with me this week I have Lee Key. Welcome. Today is a special programme as we're celebrating our first birthday. Say It Again is 1 year old today. In this special birthday programme, we celebrate with Grace and Paul in our drama. Lee Key, can you tell me anything special that happened on your last birthday?
I was at work that day and delivered a baby girl. Have you ever had anything special happen to you on your birthday, Ruth?
Yes, several times my dad took me to see a musical show in London. It was wonderful. Our drama today has Grace waking up on the morning of her birthday.She talks with her brother Paul about all the preparations that need to be made for her party. Paul also gives her a birthday present. Listen out for what it is.
Are you awake, Grace?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Here's your birthday present.
Oh, Paul. Oh, thank you. It's lovely.A gold necklace. I'll wear it at the party today. Party! Today! Oh, I must get up. We've got all the food to get ready.
I never knew there was so much to do.
Paul, you've been a good help. We've finished the open sandwiches. Don't they look good?
Good enough to eat.
Hey, put that down. There'll be nothing left for the guests if you eat it all.
Oh, just one. Please, just let me eat one.
Oh, all right, then. Now we must make the fruit salad. You peel the fruit and I'll chop it up. Let's make a big bowl of fruit salad. Oh, Paul, we forgot to get the ice cream.
Don't worry. I must go back to the supermarket anyway. I'll get the ice cream later. Let's finish the fruit salad now. Grace, did you hear that? There's the letterbox rattling. It must be the post.Here's a letter for you, Grace.
Oh, it's a reply to the party invitation I sent out. It's a bit late. A reply on the day of the party? Still, it's much better to reply late than not to reply at all.
What does it say?
It's from Bill. He's been away and now he's back. It says, Bill Brown thanks Grace for the kind invitation to her party and he's very happy to accept.
Good.I'm glad Bill's coming to the party.
Yeah, and 20 other people have replied to say they're coming too. I put RSVP on the invitation. Look at the time. I must go and get ready. I'll put on my special pink dress and my new gold necklace.
I'll put on a special T-shirt, but I'll wear my jeans.
Lee Key, did you hear what Paul gave Grace as a birthday present?
Grace said that it was a lovely gold necklace.
That's right. Grace went on to say, Oh, I must get up.
She had to get up or there wouldn't be any food ready for the party.
Yes, it was necessary. She had to or she'd got to get up. Had to, got to and must all say that it was necessary. In England, there's a tradition when it's someone's birthday.It's to sing to them the happy birthday song. Lee Key, did you hear Grace say must again?
Yes, Grace said we must make the fruit salad.
Paul then said later, I must go back to the supermarket.
I must go back to the supermarket. We must make the fruit salad. Does the word must always mean the same?
Yes, must never changes. The opposite of must isneed not, which in its shortened form of not is needn't.
The opposite to must is needn't?
Yes, that's right.
If it's necessary, I say must. If it's not necessary, I say needn't.
How about practicing some sentences that have must or needn't in them. I'll say them first, you repeat them after me with Leaky. You must get up or you'll be late for work.
You must get up or you'll be late for work.
Let's try a sentence with needn't in it. Grace is happy because she needn't get up.
Grace is happy because she needn't get up.
Leaky, this time I'll give you an idea and then you and try and make up an answer using the word must. Tell your visitor not to drink the water from the tap. It's not safe.
You must not drink the tap water. It is not safe to drink.
That's right. You say you must not. This is to stop or forbid someone from drinking the polluted water. This is the strongest use of the word must. Let's try the same with the word needn't. You're telling your friend that they don't have to go shopping.
I'll say, you needn't go shopping as I went yesterday.
Yes, that's right. There will be a chance at the end of today's Say It Again program for you to practice each of these sentences again. Today's true story continues what we heard about Ayrton Senna last time. Ayrton was born in Sao Paulo, Brazil, in 1960. Through determination and genius, he became Formula One's racing world champion. It was at the height of his racing career that, tragically, he died. Andrew is reading Ayrton's story.
Ayrton Senna became known for his lightning-fast style of driving, his deep Christian faith, his loyalty to his family, and his total commitment to his chosen pastime, that of Formula One. From the start, he displayed a Midas touch, that is to say that everything he did very well at. People were queuing up to put him behind the wheel of their Formula One cars, and it was at this time that he became known as a shrewd and tough negotiator. He didn't mess around with people. He would use all the resources at his disposal to get what he wanted, and usually this succeeded in getting things to go his way. One rare occasion that he did let his guard down was when he and his boss were arguing over how much Ayrton would be paid. Ayrton was asking for £2 million more than his boss was prepared to give him. They agreed it literally on the toss of a coin. Senna lost. Always quick off the mark, often controversial in his driving style, the sight of his yellow crash helmet in his red and white car caused anxiety in the drivers in front of him as he zoomed up behind them, ready to overtake them in an instant. Away from the circuits, however, he was a different man. There was a relaxed and gentle side to Ayrton that was directly at odds with the perfectionist, highly professional driver that most people saw at the racetrack. He adored his parents and family, and he always had this ability to put young children totally at ease. Christianity played a big part in his life, which was tragically cut short when he crashed into a wall at more than 260 kilometers an hour during the Italian Grand Prix. He shall be remembered as one of the greatest drivers of his time.
It was a sad day for Formula One motor racing when Ayrton Senna died. It was very moving to see the pictures of the thousands of people who came out onto Brazil's streets to mourn their hero. Ayrton lived his life to the full. His faith in Jesus Christ, God's Son, was very real to him, and it was good to see so many people acknowledging his faith as they mourned his death. We're approaching the end of another Say It Again programme. As always, there's the opportunity to practice again the sentences we've heard at the beginning. In today's English lesson, Leaky and I have been practicing the words must and its opposite, needn't. I'll say each of the sentences we practiced earlier. Why don't you say them again after me with Leaky? You must get up or you'll be late for work.
You must get up or you'll be late for work.
That's right. Now, let's repeat the sentence we practiced earlier using the word needn't. Grace is happy because she needn't get up.
Grace is happy because she needn't get up.
Leakey and I played a little game. I gave Leakey a little situation. I said that she had to make up a sentence using the word must, stopping her friend from drinking water that's not safe. Leakey said, "You must not drink the tap water. It's not safe to drink." Why don't you repeat that with Leakey?
You must not drink the tap water. It's not safe to drink.
I said that using must like that is almost a command. Saying that you must not do something is very important. You must not touch the fire or you will get burnt. In many ways, you use the word must to warn people of danger. This is another way of using the word must. There was one last sentence that Leakey said. I'll repeat that now. You needn't go shopping as I went yesterday.
You needn't go shopping as I went yesterday.
I'm sorry to say that Leakey and I must finish now. We hope that you've enjoyed our birthday Say It Again program. Until our next program, goodbye from Leakey and me.
Goodbye.